Fremantle Dockers take on the West Coast Eagles. Match sim, pre-season clash tomorrow. MRP, I think it's sold out, my knowledge. You'll be able to see it online somewhere. Gates open 3:45 for a 4:45 bounce down. Michael Walters from the Fremantle Football Club has been kind and join us. Sun, appreciate your time. Good morning.
No worries. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Another pre-season's over, mate. It's basically over, legend. It's now all about playing footy against Oppo. You must be excited.
Yeah, really excited. Obviously, coming in over pre-season, the boys do the hard work throughout the off-season, but then to maintain that and bring that through the pre-season is quite exciting, and the boys came back fit, and we're all funky at the moment, so it's good. We're all looking good, looking forward for the season.
Hey, brother, you're not getting any younger. This is about your 29th. This is your 29th pre-season by the feel of it all. Do you get any love at all, like a little bit of compensation for the old legs? Or from what we're hearing, man, it's been just one intense, fiery pre-season for them boys.
Yeah, it has been intense. It has been pretty fiery. I've been pretty lucky. I've had strong conversations with the fitness coaches and also the senior coach in JL over throughout my whole pre-season. And I've been quite lucky that I came through here without any injuries this year. And they have looked after me, but at the same time, I've been wanting to get out there and train with the boys too, and go through all the hard stuff as well. Because, like I said, I'm not getting any younger, and the amount of training is going to set me up for the season coming. So I wanted to do the majority of it. I was lucky enough to get through the majority of it, but they do look after me, which is good.
I had strong conversations with the fitness and coach as well during pre-season. Never really went in my favour, though.
Yeah, that's what happens. You got to build that rapport, mate. You got to build that rapport.
Never liked them.
Hey, sometimes 7 games and you pass Sean McManus's most games played for Fremantle. So you're 222 at the moment. He's 228. Then you've got Shane Parker, Luke McFarlane, Michael Johnson. We'll get to those later. But passing Shawny Mack and moving him down any list is always a great moment for anybody.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I haven't really thought about that. I actually didn't even know I was on 220 games. I knew I was in 200, obviously, but obviously Sean McManus is one of the guys that set this club up. He's one of the guys that everyone remembers, especially here at the Fremantle Footy Club. We know what he's done for the football club, and he's a great friend of mine. And it's not an honour, but it's something that I'm quite proud of. Obviously, I've had some tough times throughout my career, and for me to get up there and just play as many games as I can is just a credit for myself and my family. So to do that is great.
Yeah, you've been remarkable, mate. You're actually a wonderful mentor for a lot of young men to come through. That sort of, if you just don't quite have that commitment and you go back to the basics and then you focus again, you can reap the benefits, and you've done same. Mate, I ask you in regards to the practice match. A lot's been said. I didn't see it, but there were reporters down there reporting on it. It got a little willing, a little bit of biffo. Now, was it all a bit huff and puff, or was it genuinely physical, the intra-club between, some players who sort of took to each other? Just give us your perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a little bit of a biffo. It was genuine, but at the same time, that's what we enjoy. We enjoy it. We know what Jordan Clark brings, because him and Matt Tabana sort of went at it. And obviously, leading to the season, that type of stuff does get pretty fiery, especially throughout practice games. Everyone's trying to stand their mark on round one, but then also at the same time, we want to make sure that we go into the season fully committed, committed to the cause and what we want to do. So footy does get fiery. You do get fiery against teammates, but as soon as you cross back over that white line, we're definitely mates and we definitely laugh at each other. So it's definitely good to see players going at each other. Because it does come to crunch time and the game's on the line, we know that those guys are going to stand up for each other.
Is that a little reflection, mate, on how competitive it is going to be for spots, giving yourselves a fit list? When I look at your forward line, and it's hard to squeeze, it's 10 of them. You can't squeeze 10 into 6 spots. It's going to be super competitive. Is that sort of reaction in an intra-club sort of reflection of that?
Yeah, I guess so. The heat does get pretty strong when it does come to crunch time, round one and stuff like that. So everyone's trying to, like I said, make their mark for round one. But it is hard to fit the boys into the team, especially when we've got such a strong depth now, which is something that we haven't had in previous years due to injury and stuff like that. So it's healthy signs for the football club. It's healthy signs for the players that, you know, if someone does, you know, touch wood, gets injured or whatever, there's going to be another player that's able to step in and fill that void, play that role, and hopefully get the team over the line. So it is healthy signs, and it's good to see that boys are competitive.
222 gamer Michael Walters with us from the Fremantle Football Club. At the season opening, Simon Garlick said the next decade will be one to remember. You'll be 43 in a decade.
Still, you'll be on game 322.
Well, boys, you know, I've been told don't ever put a birth certificate on your age. So I'm going to let the club know that. But if I can keep playing well for the team, I'm going to continue on. That's for sure.
Mate, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing we love, Sonny, watching you play, is that, you know, it hasn't waned whatsoever. Your intensity at the footy, your intent on jumping at the contest when you have to go, you go when you have to go, you stay down when you have to stay down. But your intensity on game day hasn't waned whatsoever, mate. I think that's one of the reasons why we all love you so much and why you're so loved and respected by your fans and your teammates.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. And, you know, I enjoy footy, and especially in the back end of my career, you know, something that I wanted to do my whole life was play football. And to be at the highest level, I don't take it for granted. I try and do my best for the team. And, you know, once you clear yourself fit to play, you play, regardless of injury or what age you are. And that's something over the last couple of years that I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed that competitiveness. I've really enjoyed showing leadership on the ground and off the field whenever I can with the younger players. And, you know, I just want to show people out there that, you know, regardless of what happens throughout your career, whether it's injury or you're struggling, you can always get back if you put the hard work in and you can make something of yourself. So that's something that I've been wanting to do over the last couple of years, especially at the back end of my career, because there are some young kids that can't do it, but you know, I'm a prime example that you can.
100%. One bloke who hasn't been able to get up anymore and injury and for whatever reason his career is over is your good mate Nick Nat, of course. Have you dropped him now that he's no longer an AFL star and if you walk down the street tomorrow, no one would know who he is?
Drop him off.
All right. Have you dropped him off now, you know, like washed up type of footballer? And do you think he's put on the kegs since he hung up the boots?
Come on, Nico.
Yeah, well, I think he's a good chance to put on the kegs. There's no doubt he's probably going to enjoy a fair few beers, especially when he doesn't have to do skinfold testing and stuff like that. Look, I haven't had a chance. He's just another baby as well. So he's a busy man now. He's a stay-at-home dad now that he's retired. And there's no doubt I'll catch up with him in due course. We always have that connection, regardless of how long we're away from each other. But I've talked to him a fair bit over the phone, which is good. So all the best to him. He's had a real career. And it's good to see him finally sit back and relax. I'm not sure if he can still walk around the streets, but I don't think he'll do that for the coming years, I guess.
Nah, you know it, mate. He's a stay-at-home dad now. He's not going anywhere. He's locked inside. Hey, speaking of older blokes and blokes who haven't been able to get on the park much, all the talk is that Nat Fyfe is on fire. He's got through a great pre-season. We've heard that before. How confident are you that he's going to get, you know, more than 7 and 9 games, which he's played the last 2 years?
Oh, mate, you know, from what I've seen over this preseason, is back to the old Nat Fyfe. He's flying for everything. He's at an under ball. He's down in the midfield doing his thing. So, and beyond that, his leadership is well and truly up there. Obviously, he's not captain no more, but he's showing that leadership. He's definitely showing that grunt in the midfield. So good to have him back. Good to see him in full flight. And let's just hope that he can keep it going for the rest of the year.
And what do you go all guns blazing? Are you playing against, are you in the team to play against West Coast tomorrow?
Surely not.
Well, I hope so. We find out today, we've got our captains on today, so we'll definitely find the final teams in the final team meeting, and we'll see how we go.
Do you go flat chat if you do play? Do you go absolutely flat chat?
Look, you do try and do whatever you can. I mean, if the ball's in your vicinity, you can't help yourself, especially me. I can't help myself, but trying to get the ball off my body around, so. Yeah, no doubt we'll definitely play our brand of footy. We'll be working on what we need to work on, things that we worked on over this pre-season to implement into round one and the rest of the year. So we will be playing our brand of footy. West Coast, I'm assuming, will do the same. So there's no doubt it's going to be a fiery clash, and hopefully there's a good crowd there watching.
Mate, listen, there's some real hope around at West Coast at the moment. They're enthusiastic. They're looking forward to being better than they have been. I'm worried that you guys might really stuff that up tomorrow. Can you just go a little easy, please? Because we just need them to be confident at least all about round 10.
Oh, look, there's no doubt that they're going to be confident. Every team's confident at this stage of the year. Everyone puts in the hard yards over pre-season, gets bigger, gets stronger, and there's a sense of growth throughout every player, throughout the competition. So, look, I really hope the West Coast are up there this year. They do have a young list, a quality list. Let's hope that they can implement that, same as us, this year, and hope they have a great start.
That's bullshit. You do not
he's,
care that they have
too
a good
professional,
year.
Mate.
You're very good, though.
We're not going to get him.
That's very nice of you, Michael.
You're such a nice bloke.
Hey, thanks for the chat, legend. Get through the season. We look forward to chatting again. Thanks for joining SCNWA Breakfast.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good fella, Sonny Walters.
Nah, he's the best, mate.
He is a beauty. It is
a great story all around.
Bounce down tomorrow at MRP.